one, two.
I can't say that it says inspire Luke, so I'm just moving a little closer to Pastor.
Is that better? I never thought I'd be this close to the president.
Hello.
A tiny bit closer to him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, just say hello because we're doing an interview. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Very fine.
Yeah.
Спасибо.
Спасибо. Да, 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 да. Yeah, да благословит вас Бог. Спасибо.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure we've got the sound. Put it on video so that is it on video. Just in case, as it doubles up as sound. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2. Okay. Is it on video? You got the red button?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to an interview with Elder Ted Wilson. My name is Luke White, and we are here live from EPC 2018. And Elder Wilson's just been kind enough to spend a few moments with us, and we're just going to not put him on the hot spot, but just get his perspective of some issues around our church, as he has a wider perspective on it. So thank you very much for agreeing to spend some time with us in lunchtime as well. So we definitely value it. I was just wondering, you know, one of the big issues at the moment, as we think of millennials and young people, and, you know, being local, we can only see things from a local perspective. What are some of the trends that you're seeing globally? Are the issues isolated, or are there some trends that are affecting everywhere?
Well, it depends, of course, on what trends you're thinking of in terms of whether they are social trends or religious trends. In the social area, of course, social media is so pervasive now. Mm-hmm. And happily, the church is really taking hold of that. Mm-hmm. We have a GAIN conference, it's mm-hmm. called, a Global Adventist Internet Network, mm-hmm. and just met just recently mm-hmm. in Seoul, Korea. There are so many creative things that people are doing mm-hmm. to touch people's lives through social media and through the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's one very positive kind of mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. The negative side about social media mm-hmm. is that it's absorbing people's time so much. So we want them to be absorbed with things that are positive. And as, you know, the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians, those things that are of good report, those things that are positive, those things that are happy, think on these things. Mm. So that's a very positive development in that particular mm-hmm. area. There are other trends that I think are difficult and challenging to the world field, and that is that in some parts of the world, people are spending less and less time with the Bible.
Mm.
They're becoming much more attuned to what their colleague says or their friend, and they believe that as opposed to what the Bible actually says. Mm-hmm. Or they'll listen to somebody giving a commentary on the Bible, mm-hmm. and then they accept that as the gospel truth instead of digging in for themselves mm-hmm. to really find out what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that young people, especially millennials and others, will really take the Bible as their own handbook, as their own wonderful word of God and instruction from heaven. Mm-hmm. Because that's a very important aspect. Another trend that we see happening within the Adventist Church is many people are losing their identity.
Mm.
They're getting absorbed in the world's instructions as to who they are, mm. rather than finding an identity as God's last day people. Mm. People in Revelation 12:17 tells us that we are people who accept Christ and keep his commandments and have the spirit of prophecy or the gift of prophecy, people who God has pinpointed as a wonderful group who are to share with the world the restorative power mm-hmm. of Christ, mm-hmm. and not only for this life, mm-hmm. but for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful message that the Lord has for each of us to share. And of course, these are just one or two or three of very few, a few trends that are developing, of many trends that, mm. that are being seen around the world. But I'm really hoping that especially millennials will take hold of their own personal relationship with the Lord and just say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Send me, use me. Because the more that young people become involved in doing something for someone else in the Lord's name, the greater their inoculation against secularism that just seems to pervade our lifestyle so much.
Excellent. Love that. I love that. And you know, one of the things I've noticed through the couple of days or day or so spending time with you is your approachability. I think it's the beard as well. It's making me feel very much
more. Well, I'm part of your club. Well, you know, there we go. You've got a nice beard.
Thank you very much. So I've noticed your approachability, and I think people would be surprised to know that, you know, being a global leader as you are, that you are so approachable, especially sometimes when we try and speak to leadership in our local churches. How can we get this? Because I see it at the highest level, there's approachability, but as we kind of go down sometimes, it's difficult to approach leaders. What tips can you give my generation for raising issues in a way that's going to be conducive to growth rather than ostracized as, you know, a troublemaker? What kind of advice can you give for speaking to leadership at a local level?
Well, first of all, let me just touch on the point of leadership. Leadership is really servanthood, and the Lord explained that. If you want to be chief, you need to be the servant. And he set that example. So the approachability factor is important because none of us are more important than anybody else. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic level you're on, what ethnic group, what background, what education, doesn't matter. We're all equal in God's sight. I like the beautiful phrase from Steps to Christ, and it's found actually on a picture that one of my brothers-in-law has, and it is Christ hanging on the cross, and there is a man kneeling at the foot of the cross, and it says there that man has reached his highest point when he is kneeling at the foot of the cross. Wow. And all of us are in that position. Men, women, children, we're all in that position at the foot of the cross. Now, in terms of how to approach leaders, you know, I think young people simply should not be put off by age differences or style differences of dress or even the way people act, their demeanor. They should just come up to someone, and if they have a question, if they have a suggestion, just say, you know, I'm one of the members here. I'm just, you know, one of many, but you know, I want to be involved in the church, and I want to just share a little bit of my perspective as to how I would like to be involved. And I invite you as one of my leaders to tell me how best I can fit in, because I want to be part of this great Advent movement. I think if we separate ourselves too much, even in our own minds, we set up barriers that are perhaps even false barriers, because leaders who may seem a little bit aloof or a little bit separated, probably they have in their own hearts a little bit of maybe a little fear about, well, what's this young person going to say, and how am I going to respond? And maybe it's better for me just to be kind of a little bit apart, and that way I won't have to tangle with something challenging. So you got to remember, everybody has feelings. Everybody has perceptions. But I think simply to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as a young person and say, Lord, help me now to talk to this this elder or this pastor or this leader or whoever, and to relate to that person just as you would relate to them, because we're all in this together.
You see, I'm seeing you as Uncle Teddy now. I can't see you as Elder Wills. It's okay. Uncle Teddy.
Oh, that's
so
fine.
Excellent. So one last thing. You know, speaking of the beard again, you told us a bit yesterday about the thinking behind the beard. So as a global kind of the leadership in a couple of months, is it?
Yes, at the end of this month? Yeah, in October.
Oh, in October. We're going to be looking at the past and our history, and to kind of support that, everyone's being encouraged to dress and to come as though they were back in the, I guess, the 19th century.
Right.
And I love the idea. And what are some of the gems that you have found from the past that we have maybe we've missed that we need to capture again as we, you know, because we are a movement of change. We have always been able to change. What are some of the gems that we can recapture as we try and maintain our relevance in today's day and age? What are some of those gems?
First of all, I would say somebody needs to recognize that the Word of God is real, it is relevant, it is powerful, it is everlasting. So our early pioneers in the church cherished the Word of God. Mm. And that became the foundation for their relationships with each other, for the development of doctrinal understandings. And let me just say that when we talk about doctrine and we talk about beliefs and everything, that's not dry, legalistic stuff. Mm-hmm. Christ is at the core of every single doctrine that we have. Otherwise, we better get rid of it. Yeah. So the Lord himself has instructed us, and he's at the center of everything. That is pure and honest and of good report. Mm-hmm. But the opportunity of looking back and seeing that our pioneers were very humble people. Mm. Too many times today we think we know better than even the Bible, let's say. And we need to be humble in our approach to how the Holy Spirit can work through us. And that's what our pioneers were. Mm-hmm. Of course, many of them, like the rest of us, had egos and pride gets in the way. In fact, that is probably one of the biggest challenges to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Not persecution, not some nuclear holocaust. Mm-hmm. It's pride.
Wow, really?
Because God wants to use people who are submitted to him, to the leading of the Holy Spirit, not to what you think the church ought to do.
Wow.
And as a leader, I have to... You know, I just need to fall on my knees, which I do every morning, and try to, just about every morning, just that's the first thing I do, is ask the Lord for guidance.
Wow.
And we need to remember to be humble. So humility, the Word of God as central, an understanding that we're part of a world family or a group that is truly wanting to find not only truth, but to share truth. Then the thing that seemed to be such a catalyst for our pioneers was that they had this unbelievable urge to share what they had. And that's zeal. And that can only come from a relationship with the Lord and from letting the Holy Spirit work in you. So I think if we can recapture some of that urgency.
Yes.
And I think that's another thing today, you know, people, oh, yeah, okay, the Lord's coming, yeah, second coming, Jesus is coming. Yeah, we've said that. Well, that's what the Bible says, too. There will be scoffers in the last days saying, where is the sign of his coming or whatever? But we have to realize that in the last chapter of the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, Jesus himself says, I come quickly.
Mm.
Now, you know, people say, well, yeah, but my grandfather believed it, my grandmother believed it, and they passed away, they're dead, you know. They're waiting for the Lord to come, resting in the grave. Do we really think the Lord's coming quickly or soon? I mean, if you look at it in the big picture and you see what's happening, and I get to travel a lot and see many different places, I have the enormous impression that everything, whether it's in social aspects, whether it is ecumenical aspects, whether it is economic situations. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether the stock market is just booming right now. I mean, it can go down just as fast because it's not based on a lot of hard foundation.
Mm-hmm.
All of these areas, as I look at them, I see that things are being set up for the very end of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the Lord is coming very soon. So if we have that sense of urgency that this connection with the Lord provides, then we can learn about how the pioneers just had this burning desire to tell somebody about their relationship with the Lord, about what he can do in their life, change them, and prepare them for his soon coming. So many of those are the things that we can capture from looking back and then moving forward with mission, because mission is central. It's absolutely vital for all of us, whether you're a millennial, whether you're an old person, whether you're middle-aged, doesn't matter. The Lord has a job for everybody, total member involvement.
And maybe that's a good place to leave it. Is that still the overarching vision for our church, that total member involvement? And how, you know, maybe just one key tip for us, how we can begin to move our memberships and our friends and our families, how we can get them involved in that total member involvement? Because I think it is fundamental. I think a lot of the infighting and the drama and some of the things we see in churches can sometimes be because we're so inwardly focused,
Absolutely.
You know, and we don't really have anything else to do sometimes.
Absolutely.
So it's easier to talk about the color of the carpet or where should we move the chairs. But if everyone was involved in something greater, you know, as what our mission is all about, I think some of those smaller things would begin to diminish. So maybe some key tips for getting more involvement in our churches.
It's marvelous to be involved in your local church internally, helping with children's Sabbath school, helping with different aspects of young people, helping with different service activities. And that's wonderful because we need that. But all of us need the experience of doing something outside the four walls of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is in your neighborhood, whether it is a church-sponsored kind of activity, get involved in helping other people outside of your own little circle.
Mm.
When you start doing that, a lot of the problems you've just mentioned just kind of evaporate because you're really doing something of value and of worth, and the Holy Spirit can bless that. And also, we need to be very careful about not getting too overly involved in social action activities that don't have the end objective of bringing people to the foot of the cross. Now, I'm not speaking, you know, ill about the importance of certain social endeavors, but all of this should be conditioned with the perspective that you're really trying to help bring the complete restoration of a human being back to where God wants it. And that is only possible as the Holy Spirit enters the life, as someone is confronted with this precious gospel message that Christ has paid the price on the cross for us, that his righteousness not only consists of justification, of putting a robe of righteousness over you, so the Father in heaven looks and he sees you're perfect, but a daily involvement in sanctification, which is also part of Christ's righteousness. And we can't do that on our own. It's only as we are connected to the vine, as the Bible tells us. So these kinds of things help us to break out of our own little private circle and see the bigger picture. And if there's anything maybe that we can leave with our listeners, look at the bigger picture and pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Ask the Lord to open your perspective so that you can know how you fit in to God's great plan to prepare people for his soon second coming, because I believe it is soon.
It's soon. Thank you so much, Uncle Teddy. Really appreciate it. And before we leave, just maybe give a blessing, the last blessing to our listeners. And yeah, then we'll say goodbye.
Sure. And why don't we pray?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dear Lord, in a special way, we pray for those who are listening on this special broadcast. We thank you that they have tuned in to hear words of encouragement and words of life. There's so many people who are longing to hear the words of Christ as he spoke to those frightened disciples on the lake when they thought that they were about to drown. But the Lord said, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And there are so many people today that need to hear that precious message, a message that is heaven-born, a message that is connected with God's Word, a message that is lived out in a person's life as a Christian. And so, Lord, help us to be practical in our Christian living and application, to take the wonderful gems that you've given to us in your Word, in the Spirit of prophecy, and in other ways that you influence us, and to use them through your power to touch the lives of others through community service, through health outreach, through helping with families and young people, and so many other ways that we can touch the lives of people in practical ways, all pointing to Jesus, his restorative power, and his saving power and his soon coming. Bless the listeners now in a special way, and may their day be blessed because they are connecting with you every day. Thank you for hearing us, and bless this radio station in a very special way. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you so much.
I have a new name now, Uncle Teddy.
I love
picture,
it.
Picture.
Picture. Okay.
Can you do a selfie?
Yeah, let's do. Or you can take it wherever you are.
Selfie. You.
Excellent. This is a good eye.
Sorry.
I just want to say this is about like an hour and 1 hour interview.
What? No, it wasn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
It sounded like it.
It's
oh.
20 minutes. It's a 20-minute interview. Okay. Okay, 20 minutes. Hold on a sec. And you're going to smile. Look, you've got your hat's hiding your face. That's better. Great, lovely. Brilliant.
Excellent.
It's going to broadcast on Sabbath morning on Adventist Radio.
Do you want me
to look older?
No, I don't look
older. Let me shake your hand. You're a natural.
Oh.
He is
well
amazing.
Done.
Well
done. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
So,
we're off there immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
You came to camp meeting a few years back
yeah,
in England.
I
we
did.
Got a picture with you.
Yeah.
We want to get an updated one.
Okay, sure.
This evening after the program.
Okay.
We want to grab you and get
an updated one.
No problem. Let's do that.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I remember coming to the camp meeting.
Thank
you very much. Yeah, let me get a selfie.
Okay.
He doesn't want to
picture
thing, but he better
come
in. Come on.
Well, you
get on this side. Okay, so there we go.
All right. Good. That's a nice clean lens. Lovely.
There we go. We got it.
Thank you so much, Oda. Thank you.
All right. Lord bless you.
God bless you, Luke. Thank you for the good work.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, my love.
Lovely, sir.
All we need is we just need that in that shot that Darren took.
Yes.
Is
that when you put your finger up when it split? You were like, what's going on?
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to do, we put that lot bit from what Darren gave, because that was a great shot when you saw the word inspire.
Yes.
We can put that on the radio.